Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society.
You know, Dr. Fauci, I think, is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the country.
People say to me that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele.
No, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Please wear your mask when you're indoors. If people are vaccinated and wear their mask, I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
We must move forward, not backward. Upward, not forward, and always twirling, twirling, twirling towards freedom.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the telephone number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A lot of news going on, as there always is these days. But, you know, I wanted to start off with a little bit about not the Maxwell trial in New York. That is going on. It's the testimony is kind of lurid today, gross. I don't want to really get into it that much. It's about orgies in Palm Beach with Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein, with this young woman who was from suburban Palm Beach. And she lived in a pool house with her mother and three brothers, and she was very poor, obviously. And she was just assaulted over and over again. She was she's the first witness in the case, but we'll keep an eye on that that trial as it goes on. But I want to talk a little bit about Jussie Smollett. That's the other big Democrat trial that's going on this holiday season, I guess you'd call it. I don't think it's going to go on as long as the Maxwell trial is going to go on, but it'll be going on for a while. It started in Chicago. As you know, he's the former, grade B actor from a failed Fox series called Empire, and now he's facing six felony counts of disorderly conduct for filing a false police report after police claimed he staged a hate crime in a bid to get himself a higher salary. And as you know, it was like the coldest night of the year in Chicago, and he lived in the gay district. He's gay and black, half Russian. His father was a Russian, I think. And he was going nowhere, so he decided to create this fake hate crime. He hired these two Nigerians who worked as extras on the set and, did odd jobs for him, all kinds of odd jobs. And he hired them to pretend that, they were trying to lynch him as he was a MAGA guy. And they were MAGA guys, supposedly. They were Nigerian bodybuilders and extras on his Empire show. And I just wanted to mention a couple of things here. You may not have, you may not remember. I didn't remember it until I was reading about it today. John Cass, the former columnist for the Chicago Tribune, now has his own site. He had a great column about it today. Kim Fox is the district attorney in Cook County, and she's a George Soros acolyte. And so she was she didn't want to prosecute the case. Obviously, she apparently knew it was BS from day one, but pretended it was a racist hate crime and was blaming Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And she had had private conversations when it began falling apart with Michelle Obama, the chief of staff for her, a woman named Tina Chen, I think it's T-C-H-E-N. She lobbied her not to prosecute. Chen went on to fame as a feminist champion and boss of Time's Up, an advocacy group for sexual harassment victims until recently. Then it became known that some of Time's Up leaders worked behind the scenes in support of notorious Democrat groper and former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Tina had to resign. So, you know, I mean, it's a small world, isn't it, when you're a Democrat perv? You know, you're all connected up. The Evening Network spent over 101 minutes on Smollett claims. That's 2 hours, almost 2 hours on these claims, on the network newscast. These are 22 minutes long. So they spent, like, they devoted, what, close to five total network newscasts to this thing. And they got all these fawning stories. But the best thing I wanted to point out to you, just to remind you, and I'd forgotten all about it myself, is that Biden tweeted on this. He was running for president. He said that what happened to Smollett must not be tolerated. Quote, we must no longer give this hate safe harbor. Tell people that homophobia and racism have no place in our streets or in our hearts. We are with you, Jesse. And again, it was all a complete and utter race hoax. Do you think Joe Biden could even name him if you said, who was that guy you tweeted about, you know, who did the fake hate crime in Chicago? This is what Kamala Harris said. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. And they're not allowing cameras into the courtroom in Chicago.
What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern day lynching, that
sorry.
Yes. Jesse Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
This was just today or yesterday? Oh, that's very old. Oh, okay. So she's pretending that it's, I thought maybe someone had, in a random act of journalistic integrity, had confronted her about these ridiculous tweets.
No, that was after the story came out that this was probably a hoax.
Okay, but they're not allowing cameras into the courtroom because it would be so embarrassing to everybody, from Michelle Obama and Biden and Kamala Harris on down. And as John Cass points out, in Chicago, we've had cameras in murder cases, including the racially charged Laquan McDonald case of a white cop convicted of murdering a black teenager. But Smollett is a black actor in a case about made-up racist, homophobic claims about white Republicans. Where's the equity? Oh, never mind. Never mind. So this is what Dave Chappelle he was doing a special at the time at Sticks and Stones for Netflix, and so he was talking about this, and he was talking about why the black community didn't say anything when this was going on. What they didn't understand, this is Dave Chappelle, is that we were supporting him with our silence because we understood that he was clearly lying. None of these details added up at all. If you're a racist and homophobic, you don't even know who he is. You don't watch Empire. Chappelle then went on to mock the likelihood of anyone going out in minus 16 degree weather at 2 a.m. to walk into a Subway for sandwiches, only to be assaulted by two men wearing MAGA caps in Chicago. Smollett told the cops he thought the assailants were white, and the MAGA caps being a dead giveaway. Not only were they not white, Chappelle said, they were very, very black. They were Nigerian, which is the funniest bleep. The whole story is even funnier now. So Robin Roberts from ABC News, the news network of George Stephanopoulos and Martha Raddatz and Brian Ross and all the rest of those phony balonies, said if the attackers are never found, Jesse, how will you be able to heal? I don't know. He began to cry and sniffle, his greatest performance ever. I understand how difficult it will be to find them. Oh. Smollett had no idea that the Chicago cops were suspicious of him from the very beginning. He was too caught up in a new kind of fame, that of an emerging civil rights icon and martyr, and gay rights stalwart. "I want a little gay boy who might watch this," Smollett told Roberts, "to see that I fought back." Smollett also told Roberts on ABC News that any doubts about his story were just proof of America's love affair with white supremacy. "At first, it was a thing of like, if I tell the truth, how can you doubt that? How can you not believe that? It's the truth!" And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth. The Chicago Police Department spent $130,000 in overtime investigating the hoax. The hoax. 617 says, "What happened to the UMass hate crime investigation?" You know, I'm going to have to file a FOIA request to get the results of the UMass hate crime investigation. I think we have a, well, it's been, they said it would take a matter of days because they'd hired a top flight forensic IT team. And it's been months now that the investigation has been continuing. One begins to have one's suspicions.
The investigation continued.
The investigation.
Inspector Carr investigates.
I'll work on that tomorrow, that FOIA request. Then it'll be probably February before I get some very inconclusive lawyered up statements from the Zumass administration and their $300,000 a year hack lawyer, the former district attorney of Middlesex County. Oh, no, it'll probably be somebody they bring in to handle it. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. This is by far their most popular offer. The you'll have one for your basement, first floor, and second floor, or you can buy the 3-pack as a Christmas gift for a family member. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and am happy I did. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack, you'll get three units for under $200, and you'll save $200. With the 3-Pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your home or workplace. It's been over a year now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand as I'm doing right now, and you can plug it into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, Howie, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. If you would, I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. The Howie Carr Show.
This holiday season, I actually want to enjoy holiday dinners with my family without hours of prep and cleanup. Thankfully, HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my door. Get 14 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. As we told you earlier, yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker was bragging on National Panhandler Radio in Boston about how he's setting up a vaccine passport program. But now he's wildly backtracking and saying it's strictly voluntary. And, you know, it's just to make it more convenient for people to go places that require vaccine passports. He has no plans to make it mandatory for statewide anything. So that's our poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Governor Baker now says he believes vaccine passports should be voluntary. Do you believe him?
No, I do not.
95%
into it. He was slobbering, and the hosts were slobbering even more than he was. They were so excited about the idea of, you know, turning people away from anywhere, from a library, from a senior citizen's home, from a pizza parlor, anywhere. If they didn't have that passport, that voluntary quote unquote passport. Meanwhile, Oakland mayor will reverse plans to defund the police amid spike in violent gun crime after three people were killed over Thanksgiving weekend, including a security guard. We told you about that, a former San Jose cop, shot by a smash-and-grab looting gang. So they were going to cut. They were going to defund the police, and now they're going to hire. They're going to try to hire more police in Oakland. Meanwhile, Biden is talking about getting rid of members of the National Guard, right, Taylor?
Yeah, the Pentagon is announcing that they are going to prohibit National Guards members from unvaccinated National Guard guardsmen and women from participating in training sessions that are necessary to keep their status in the National Guard.
So we're going to have an apartheid system in the United States. You either you're vaccinated and you're a member of the, I don't know, the privileged class, or you're unvaccinated and you're an untouchable, as they used to say in India, not in Chicago, in India, a member of a despised caste. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, I just want to say that I love your ads. Anyone that can self-deprecate themselves has a brain. You've got an intellect. I'm impressed. But anyway, I had 2 points to make. One is regarding the Waukesha murders by Mr. Brooks.
Yes.
I think he should be put under house arrest. And the house should be in the judge's home, who gave him such a low bail. That's where the house arrest should occur.
Well, they asked. Let me play the cut of Ducey yesterday with Jen Psaki asking if the president plans to visit Waukesha, and of course he doesn't, because it's not part of the narrative. Cut 16.
The assailant swerved his truck side to side as part of an intentional act to run over as many people as possible. 6 people are dead. Some children remain hospitalized. Why hasn't the president visited the members of this Christmas parade attack?
Well, I would say first, as you saw the president convey last week, our hearts go out to this community, to the people in Waukesha, that we've been in touch, obviously, with officials there, and we're all watching as people are recovering, and this is such a difficult time of year for this to happen. It's a difficult any time. Obviously, any president going to visit a community requires a lot of assets, requires taking their resources, and it's not something that I have a trip previewed at this point in time, but we remain in touch with local officials, and certainly our hearts are with the community as they've gone through such a difficult time.
He had enough assets to go to Nantucket, though, didn't he, for 6 days, but not enough to go to Wisconsin, where there was a terrible, horrific hate crime. Here's Ron DeSantis talking about what happened. Cut 12.
Is that how it works? The SUVs, they just drive by themselves? This just kind of happened? And they say, oh, this was a big accident. You never actually hear the discussion about who committed this. What was the motivation? This guy was a career criminal, let out on, didn't really have any bail, basically, should not have even been on the street, had clear anti-white animus, and this was an intentional act. And it seems like, you know, for corporate press, they're more apt to characterize a parent who goes to a school board meeting to protest bad policies as a domestic terrorist than somebody who intentionally rams an SUV into a crowd of innocent people.
Boy, you got to love Ron DeSantis. He's not mincing any words about what this is all about. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we'll play some more sound cuts and talk about Fauci's megalomania which is out of control, and the response from the senators and also from Ron DeSantis. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you want to watch us on camera, you can go. The best place to go today, and best place to go any day, basically, is HowieCarrShow.com and click on Watch, and you can watch the show. Better, get a better video feed than on Rumble, certainly today. It's a better feed. You can see my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, which is available in the Howie Carr Show.com store, along with our cheap bastard deals to Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine, the oldest Italian restaurant in Portland, a $50 gift card for $25, and again, the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. And you can also, at HowieCarrShow.com, check out the video feed. Go to click on Watch. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of police stories to read to you. Democrats in the news. 21-year-old Kansas State lawmaker arrested for a second time in a month. The guy's name is Aaron Coleman. He was arrested on Saturday morning when he was already out on bond on a previous arrest on a charge of domestic battery. He got in a fight with his 18. He's 21, and he got in a fight with his 18-year-old brother, who was going to be baptized. It's an odd thing to get into a fight over. Police said he was uncooperative and extremely erratic after the fight. He had briefly suspended his campaign for his first term in August 2020 after admitting to sending revenge porn and cyberbullying girls while in middle school, but reversed course days later. So just as, you know, the Cuomos are vanishing from the scene, the Epstein's consort is on trial, Jussie Smollett is on trial, new Democrats are coming along. A 21-year-old, what an up-and-comer this guy is. Coleman was, that's the state rep, Coleman was forbidden from entering the Kansas Department of Labor's offices last month, according to the AP, after he allegedly acted in a disruptive way. They've asked him to resign, but he's a Democrat, so you know he's not going to resign. Afghan refugees in the news. In San Francisco, on Wednesday, a man named Ajmal Amani, screaming Allahu Akbar, charged at police with a large kitchen knife and was shot multiple times with a handgun and beanbag projectiles. He had previously threatened to kill a man in his residential hotel, which was paid for with welfare funds, with the same large knife, and later died of his wounds. He was a former Afghan interpreter for U.S. Special Forces, but as PJ Media says, how many of the tens of thousands of unvetted Afghans who've been bought to the U.S. by old Joe Biden's handlers are a similar threat? He had been charged, this Afghan, chanting Allahu Akbar, had been charged with assault with a deadly weapon in 2019 for allegedly slashing a city park ranger with a box cutter, who said that he appeared to be in an altered mental state. But a judge dismissed the attempted murder charge at a preliminary hearing. Oh, how familiar is this in San Francisco? He had been given a visa and come to the United States, but he had been on welfare since he had arrived in the U.S. Illegal aliens in the news. In Boston, Dominican national sentenced for making for Social Security misuse and making a false statement. A Dominican national previously residing in Taunton was sentenced today, this was last Friday, for false representation of a Social Security number and making a false statement regarding to health care matters. He had used the name and identifiers of a U.S. citizen to obtain mass health benefits. That's Medicaid. He was only in the United States to do the welfare theft that Americans couldn't be bothered doing. Meanwhile, you know about the... Yeah, exactly. You know about the QAnon shaman who got Jacob Chansley, who just got 41 months for walking around the Capitol on January 6th, high as a kite, apparently, obstructing a federal proceeding he was charged with. Well, he got 41 months, the QAnon shaman. as opposed to Thomas Tass Alexander Starks, 31, of Lisbon, North Dakota. This was from Jonathan Turley. He took an axe to the office of Senator John Hovens in Fargo, North Dakota. He's a Republican senator from North Dakota on last December 21st. An axe. He broke into the office with an axe. It's on surveillance video. Federal sentencing guidelines suggested 10 to 16 months in prison, but he was only sentenced to probation and fined $2,784 for restitution. But he's a Democrat. He's Antifa. So not only did they not give him any active jail time, they gave him back his axe. The FBI, Democrats, gave the Democrat Antifa member his axe back. Professional courtesy, you might say. And he tweeted out, look what a picture of the axe, and said, look what the FBI was kind enough to give back to me. By the way, this guy, Tass Starks, was supported by a GoFundMe account for his defense costs, despite the same company barring people from contributing to defendants like Kyle Rittenhouse. Isn't that nice? It's great to be a Democrat, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know what, Howie, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm lucky that I'm not famous like you, because I know you, like, I don't use Twitter. I never have. I never will. I don't use Facebook. Never have. Never will. And, you know, if you support these people, I mean, whatever. I mean, but you have to do it because it's part of your business. I get that. But I digress. I can't stomach these people. But you're talking about Charlie Baker earlier. And one of my friends I went to Army Medical School with, I was a combat medic in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of my pals, he's with the National Guard. I'm not going to say the state. But he is absolutely, as I am, opposed to this vaccine. Because we had Larium, L-A-R-I-A-M. It's the trade name. And it's methylquinone hydrochloride. And it's banned by the FDA. It's it's what they gave us for to fight off malaria. And when you took it, it caused anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and hallucinations. Boy, that's a great idea. Let's give this to guys who are in combat, a drug that's going to give them anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and anxiety. What could possibly go wrong?
So what's the point, Johnny?
No, he's not going to get the vaccination.
And I don't blame him. I know. I mean, you know, but what do you do if you're like a state cop and you got a job that's making like $150,000-$200,000 a year. You got a nice house and an expensive car and a wife and two kids, and you've gotten basically hooked on that kind of money. What are you going to do, Johnny?
You know what, Howie? Because I actually work for a municipality, and I have a feeling it's coming down, and I'm going to tell them to pound sand. I mean, my cousin Linda. Not, you know, it's not an anecdote, as Deval Patrick would say. My cousin Linda died of blood clots 2 weeks after she got the shot. And, you know, me, as someone, you know, I grew up with all my family are all combat veterans. And, you know, I know what happened to the guys in Vietnam.
Yeah. No, I understand. I don't blame anybody who doesn't get it. And but again, I don't know what I would do. I would. If I had to get it, I probably would. I have no desire to get the booster shots, though. I just don't see any upside to it. It's an endless treadmill to, you know, to having problems. I was going to say treadmill to oblivion, but you know, it's just a treadmill to problems down the road. And what's the upside? It doesn't stop anything. So they come up with a new variant, and they say the only solution is to get more shots. But the shots don't seem to work. So what exactly is the point? And, let's listen to what DeSantis here talking about this, and he's just saying that there aren't going to be any lockdowns in Florida. And I really appreciate that. Cut 13, please.
When I saw Fauci on TV yesterday saying that he couldn't rule out lockdowns, and then even today President Biden didn't rule it out, I said, no, not now, for now. And let me just say, in Florida, we will not let them lock you down. We will not let them take your jobs. We will not let them harm your businesses. We will not let them close your schools.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I was watching that again yesterday and thinking about it last night. You know, the chattering skulls on the Sunday shows asking Fauci, are there gonna be more lockdown? Who elected this guy? You know, Ted Cruz mentioned that. He's unelected. You know, I have been an elected official, one of the least meaningful positions in anywhere in America. I was a town meeting member in Wellesley, 240 town meeting members. But I've been elected twice to public office. He's never been elected to anything. If you've been elected to a tree warden, you've held more office and you've gotten more votes than Anthony Fauci. What the hell? And he's calling the shots like he's the boss. Who elected him? Cut 14 from DeSantis.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The lockdowns didn't stop COVID.
No, they didn't. Yeah. So why are they talking about it again? And I mean, I don't think it's going to work, but they were certainly thinking about it. And then we have Biden on Nantucket on Saturday when he's in that store. And there's a sign right on the door that says masks required. And remember, masks are required to go into the store. Masks are required as by the town of Nantucket on the island. And last March, Biden said it's patriotic to wear a mask, but he's not wearing a mask. So he's in violation of the town ordinance, his own exhortations, and the rules of the store. So Steve Ducey, or Peter Ducey, asks Jen Psaki about this, about not wearing the mask. And she's doing the old humana humana again here. But it's pretty interesting how she tries to dance around it. Cut 15.
We saw the president shopping indoors on Saturday behind glass that says face covering required, but his face was uncovered. Why?
The president is somebody who follows the recommendations and the advice of the CDC. I don't know what the circumstances were of that particular moment.
He was shopping in a store, and on the glass outside it said face covering required, and we could see him inside, and his face was uncovered.
Well, again, Peter, our recommendation and advice continues to be for people to wear masks when they are required in establishments. I don't know what this establishment was. The president obviously follows the advice of his health and medical team.
Is there concern that when the president says today, please wear your mask indoors in public settings around other people, and he doesn't do that, that it's going to make it harder to get people to follow him?
I think you see the American people and all of you see the president wearing a mask every time he comes out to an event, when he's sitting in meetings, and certainly he will continue to model behavior he hopes the American people will follow, not for his benefit, but to save their own lives and the lives of their friends and neighbors.
To save the lives of their friends and neighbors. But we were told if we were vaccinated that it wasn't going to be a problem. And now 82% of the American people are vaccinated, but now we have to wear masks. He doesn't have to wear a mask. The beautiful people don't have to wear masks, but we have to wear masks to save the lives of our friends and neighbors. Okay. And she doesn't understand the circumstances. She doesn't know the circumstances. The circumstances were kind of pretty much distilled right in that one photograph. Mask required to come into the store, and he's not wearing a mask. And again, there's a town ordinance, and he's told people they have to wear masks indoors. But he's not doing it. But, you know, hey, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day, Super Beats Heart Chews. They're a tasty treat that gives you the energy you need, and they're good for you as well. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your entire day without a caffeine crash. I'm holding them up right now. You can see them on the social media or the Rumble camera. And they're wrapped in foil like candy. They taste great like candy, but they are good for you. No empty calories, no white refined sugar. It's all good stuff. It's good for your circulation. It's good for your heart health. It's good for your blood pressure. And the reason it works is because of the clinically unique, clinically researched grapeseed extract that promotes heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. I take one before I even have my first cup of coffee in the morning, and I take another one during the show here to give myself a boost of energy to get through the day. And it makes me feel a lot better. It's good for my health. And I choose Super Beats Heart Chews for heart-healthy energy, and you should too. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. For my listeners only, right now you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Now I'm going to have my afternoon Superbeats. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Fauci did not do the administration any favors with his performances either yesterday when he couldn't pronounce Omicron any more than Dementia Joe could, or on the Sunday morning shows when he came across as Louis XIV. I mentioned this on the air yesterday, and Ted Cruz noticed it too. I mean, Louis XIV said, I am the state, or the state, it is me. And that was like more than 200 years ago, and it's still remembered. Fauci said, I am the science. It's just amazing. Cut 20.
He said, I represent science. I am science. I got to admit, Sean, I was laughing. It's like Louis XIV, the sun king in France, saying, l'état c'est moi, I am the state. It is this delusion of grandeur that you cannot criticize him. And
it really is amazing. Imagine if a Donald Trump appointee had ever said that. Had ever acted in that kind of a high-handed fashion, as if he were the Sun King. And this was Lara Hogan last night, Lara Logan, on Fox talking about Fauci. Cut 18.
What you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this.
Meanwhile, Biden is in Minnesota today. He's promoting the welfare plan known as Build Back Better. We'll talk more about Build Back Better in the next hour. There's some new stuff about that. Amnesty for 6.5 million illegal aliens, which makes them eligible for welfare immediately. And a tax cut for all the rich people. 844-500. We got time for Dave? Go ahead, Dave. No?
Howie?
No. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie.
Yes.
Howie.
Yes.
Time to dig George Benson's lost in this masquerade out of the archives and insert it every time you have one of these mask mandate stories.
What is it? George Benson? And who is it?
The name of it? Lost in a Masquerade. Yeah, have Taylor look it up. Yeah.
Lost in a Masquerade. Oh, I think I know the song. Okay, I know what you mean. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dave. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.